Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems. In neighboring Sonora, Mexico, members of the indigenous Comcoc Nation have long struggled for access to clean water. They recently walked miles to a sacred site for their people to demand the Mexican government provide them with basic services. From the Fronteras desk in the Sonoran capital of Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Bluss joined the trek and brings us the story about the historic reunion.
Separated by more than 40 miles of rough desert road along the Sea of Cortez, members of the Comcoc Nation's two towns of El Desemboque and Punta Chueca left their homes at 4 in the morning on Saturday. Some walked nearly 8 hours to reach their destination, an ancestral meeting place known as Saps, a pristine beach surrounded by towering cardon cactus. The Comcoc are also known as the Seris. With the wind kicking up dust around them in the midday sun, family members and friends from the two communities cheer and embrace at the historic reunion. The crowd of more than 100 people gathers in a large circle, listening to leaders speak first in Cumigaitum, the Comcoc language. Then tribal representative Francisco Fonseca continues in Spanish. He says their communities have a right to water, and today they've come together to fight for that right. Applause and shouts of support soon turn to celebratory song and dance. For many, the meeting in Saps represents reconciliation between the two villages that have at times clashed in recent years. It's also a return to the ways of their ancestors. Now, says Mayra Estrella Astorga of El Desemboque, they're back out of a similar need. Both Comcoc villages are living without water. The shortage started in El Desemboque in December when a pump for the well that has served the community for years broke down. Facing economic hardship during the pandemic, the community has accumulated several thousand dollars in debt with Mexico's Electricity Commission. So, she says, in the middle of the pandemic, the commission cut their power, and with it, their water supply. Electricity has since been restored, but the town remains in debt and has been unable to repair its well. Leaders are asking the Electricity Commission to forgive their debt as delayed compensation for government roads and towers built on Comcoc land. But in Punta Chueca, just north of the beach town Kino Bay, water scarcity is a longer-standing issue. Estrella says the town has never had sufficient access to water. A desalination plant built years ago frequently stops working, but even when operational, can't supply the entire community. Those that can pay high prices to hire water trucks to fill large tanks and drums outside their homes. Jefe de Cuba singer Rubén Albarrán performs a song with four Comcoc girls. Last year, he helped Punta Chueca identify a promising location for a new well, but initial drilling turned up only salt water. A generator roars in the background as Socrates Rodriguez reads aloud a letter the Comcoc Council of Elders penned to local, state, and federal leaders. Life without water is like living on a distant, lifeless planet, he tells the crowd, now seated on the beach under Ocotillo arches strung with shells and blue, white, and red ribbons, the colors of the nation's flag. He says the Comcoc are people of the sea and the desert and have always lived in harmony with this land. But now, in contact with the outside world, they're in need of some of its ways of life. Their demand is for the government to meet their basic human right to potable water as guaranteed by Mexico's constitution and provide a resolution to their conflict with the Electricity Commission, quality, culturally relevant education for their children, and reliable trash collection. So today, Rodriguez says, they share their nation's song of origin. He calls it an arrow to carry the prayer of their people to all those willing to listen. Reporting from Saps, Sonora, I'm Kendall Blust, KJZZ News.